Later this week, there will be an event to raise money to send to victims of another recent disaster, the March earthquake, tsunami, and radiation emergencies in Japan. Miho Odashiko, a violinist born in Japan and now a teacher at the Suzuki Music School of Arkansas, is helping organize the benefit. It's Miho playing a traditional Japanese melody inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Soon after the news about the devastating quake and tsunami broke, Lowell Grisham at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville called Miho and asked her if she would be interested in setting up a benefit at the parish. She agreed and then contacted her friend and artist, Hisai Kimura Yale.
I knew Hisai, who is a great artist and my close friend, and I really wanted to have collaborating event with her, so we decided to have a charity benefit.
The concert Friday night is designed to bring music and art together. Miho has decided to play Tchaikovsky's Memory of a Dear Place and another work by Bach, music she says instantly came to her as she saw footage of the disaster in her home country.
I watched a very tragic video by BBC Broadcasting, tsunami destroy other whole of things. When I watched the video, in my mind, I heard Bach's very famous Chaconne as a kind of the heart piece for the violinist. But at that moment, I thought I should play this song for the concert. So I decided to play at a very important piece at the Tchaikovsky's and Bach's music this time.
As for the art on display, Hisai Kimura Yale's recent work, as part of finishing her master's degree at the University of Arkansas, touches on themes that have resonated since the March disasters.
Actually, I just finished my thesis exhibition on March, and the work titled Hiroshima, which related to current issue of nuclear weapon and technology things.
The music begins at 7 Friday night, but doors open at 6, and before the music, there will be a ceremony that organizers hope will help attendees learn a bit more about Japan. Elisa Hostetler, a psychology major at the University of Arkansas, is another of the event's organizers.
The silent auction is going to start from 6 p.m. to it's going to go on until 8:30, and there's going to be her artworks and printmakings, calligraphy, and accessories made by Japanese jewelry artists. And then at 6:30, there will be a tea ceremony demonstration, and of course, you can try some prepared tea, and the teacher is going to be Miss Ishida, which is a master from Japan. She taught when she lived there about 50 students, and she now lives in Springdale, and that's going to take about 20 minutes.
Elisa says money raised at the benefit will be donated to Save the Children, an organization working in Japan for a quarter century. She says the group has provided child-friendly spaces in relief shelters since March, spaces where children can play while their parents try to work on their family's recovery.
And they also supply, school stuff and psychological help for the children that had to go through the disaster. So I believe that they need some help going through that.
Doors will open Friday night at 6 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church's Parish Hall in downtown Fayetteville. Miho, who happens to also be second violin principal with the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will begin playing music at 7. For more information about the event, you can go online to the Suzuki Music School of Arkansas's Facebook page.